It's a Minimalist Monday edition of Optimal Living Daily, episode 2222, How to Enjoy the Winter, and The Best Self-Care Tip of All Time, both by Randy Kay of NaturallyRandyKay.com, and I'm Justin Mollick, your narrator. I read to you from some of the best blogs in the world every day covering personal development and growth, lifestyle, minimalism, and more. I have two posts today, both from Randy Kay, so let's get right to them and continue optimizing your life. How to Enjoy the Winter by Randy Kay of NaturallyRandyKay.com. We've packed away the holiday decor. Our dried out pine trees are lining the streets, sadly waiting to be taken away to their final resting place. And any magic from the holiday season is now a passing memory that we cling on to as we endure until the first buzz of spring. We are now entering into what is commonly looked at as the bland days of winter. But fear not. It doesn't have to be such a depressing thing. We don't have to just power through until springtime. There's so much to take advantage of this time of year. And as a resident of the frozen tundra that is Fargo, North Dakota, learning how to embrace and enjoy midwinter is vital. And while I'm not perfect at it, I can say that I do love this season more and more each year. So I'd like to share with some of what I've learned on why this time of year is so important and a few things you can do to liven it up a bit. The wisdom of slowness. First and foremost, we get permission to rest and retreat a bit. And you are probably perfectly primed to do this, having just come off a very social holiday time. But instead of hitting the ground running with all of this fresh start energy from the new year, what if you took this time to get even more clear about how you want 2022 to be? What if you ease your way into it? It's good to get back into some sort of groove right now, but you get to choose how groovy you want to be, you dig? Nourish your needs. Second of all, you get to focus on nourishing yourself, enveloping the cozy. I'm a cozy all year kind of gal, but winter gives me the opportunity to really go for it, wear all the layers, make all of the soup, tuck in earlier in the evening, sleep a bit more. I will say that the key to cozy is to keep it in balance. We still need to move our body, we still need to be productive, we still need to be social. It's just the percentage of doing those things can be a little less than in the other seasons. But yes, really lean into some slow, cozy, nourishing habits this time of year. Stay close to the joy. And the last point I'll make is to plan some joy into these next few months. Last February on my Simple Self-Care podcast, I did something of a joy series, where each week I interviewed people that really bring joy to everything they do. In that series, I got to talk to Food Network star Molly Yeh. Molly is seriously one of the most delightful people I know, and she talked about how she just loves the out of Valentine's Day, because why not? She goes all out because what else are you planning to do on a farm in Minnesota in February? It brings in love and joy and fun to one of the coldest months of the year. So I invite you to intentionally bring in something fun this season. Plan a party, go on a trip, pick up a new hobby, whatever. Create a tradition that can make you look forward to this time of year. I have some more tips and tools and insights I'll bring you this season, but hopefully these are some good ones to get you going. We can do this. The Best Self-Care Tip of All Time by Randy Kay of NaturallyRandyKay.com. While self-care is extremely personal, today I'm going to give you the best self-care tip I can think of when you are in a pinch. My number one go-to self-care to-do. What I do when overwhelm and chaos strikes, and I don't know what else to do. Now, I could go on and on about the scientific data and personal experience as to why this is so important, why we must make time for it, how much it can do to refresh and recharge your body and mind, how it will give you so much clarity on how to move forward with your healing journey. But that would be taking away from its beauty, its amazingness, its profound simplicity. So I need you to just trust me. And instead, I will tell you this secret in just two words. Ready? And when you hear it, be sure to act on it immediately. It might feel weird, might be uncomfortable, but I promise you need to do it. even if it's just for 5 minutes. Okay, here we go. The best self-care tip of all time is do nothing. Seriously, rest, recover, make space, turn off your devices, and turn on a more relaxed state. There's no need to add another item to your to-do list. Trust the act of doing nothing. It is productive and wise. You have permission, and you can thank me later. You just listened to the posts titled How to Enjoy the Winter and The Best Self-Care Tip of All Time, both by Randy K of NaturallyRandyK.com. Being in control of my health means being super mindful of what I put in my body. From food to supplements, I'm always trying to find the best option out there, which is why I am so excited to tell you all about Thorne. With Thorne, I never have to question what's in each supplement because they go the extra mile when it comes to quality, manufacturing, and ingredients. In fact, they use such thorough testing and a super clean manufacturing process, they've earned some of the highest certifications in the industry. I even looked them up myself on a third-party lab testing site because I'm super careful. And after reading the reviews for their GI relief supplement, I tried it myself. And so far, it's working wonders. Give your body what it really needs with Thorne. Go to thorne.fit/optimal and use code OPTIMAL for 10% off your first order. That's thorne.fit/optimal, code OPTIMAL for 10% off your first order. thorne.fit/optimal, code OPTIMAL. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not limited to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. That should do it for today. Make sure to make some space for nothing today. Have a great rest of your day, and I'll see you tomorrow in the Tuesday show, where your optimal life awaits.